Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about some of the apps I use in my day-to-day life to help me with grammar and just a bit of, you know, what do I use just to help me in day-to-day everything. So I'm just going to run through some. You can choose to play with them or not. I'll try and pop them in the show notes. So let's dive in to a few of my favorites. Okay, let's dive into this. I'm going to run through this quite quickly, and then what I'm going to suggest is everybody go out there and have a play with these apps. You know, the best way we learn as dyslexics is through experience, it's through touch, it's through use. You know, if you had to learn how to drive a digger, you know, before you're not going to read the manual back to front. You really want to watch someone do it, then you want to jump in and have a play yourself, right? That's how we learn. So that's what we're going to do with these apps. I'm going to share them. I suggest you go get a free trial if it interests you and try and break it. Try and work out what works for you and what doesn't. So the first app I'm going to talk about is one that's been around for a little while now. It's called Grammarly. Now, if you've not used this, it is the number one app, in my opinion, for improving your grammar. It works with spelling, grammar, a bunch of stuff. And it's spelled Grammarly. I'll put some notes in the show notes so you can grab the links. But Grammarly has been great. It works really well with the apps you already use, like your email provider, be it Google Mail. Works with a bunch of others. Works with all the G Suite products. It's designed basically to hook into whatever you're using and fix the grammar problem. Now, the benefits of it is it'll give you suggestions while you're using it. So instead of autocorrect, which kind of corrects stuff and then breaks stuff a lot, this kind of tells you what needs to be changed, and you can just hit approve. The free version is pretty darn good, and the paid version is even better. So if it's for work purposes or it's really important for you, pay for it. It's very, very worth it. Now, like with so many of these apps, they're starting to bring artificial intelligence in. So Grammarly is getting even smarter. So you can kind of tell it what you kind of want it to write. It'll write exactly what you want it to say, like you're trying to send an email to someone. And then you can just tweak it and update it. And then it'll even check the changes you made. So it is amazing for communication. And we're seeing this more and more. You know, there's going to be so much stuff out there like this coming out. But Grammarly seems to be the best that I've used. I'm sure there are a bunch of others. The second one that's really good, and I think this is great for anyone in business, school, university, is something like otter.ai. So that's OTTER.AI. Now what otter.ai does is it allows you to record voices and it transcribes it. So like meeting notes, you can have otter.ai in a Zoom call or a Google Meet call, and it can be listening to everything being said. It can even, to a point, identify the speakers, name them, and actually write really amazing notes. Now, otter.ai can also summarize stuff, which is pretty neat as well. So it can actually give you summaries of meetings or what you've been listening to. It's quite amazing. The challenge with some of these things is you've also got to go back and actually look at your notes. So what I'd always say with all these apps is, sometimes people run in head first to use them, but actually work out how do you use them with the way you actually are, because you're probably not going to change your underlying habits, or it's going to take a while to do that, but how can something help you? So like Grammarly is one that I find very easy to embed into my life because it's kind of happening while it's happening. With otter.ai, I only use it for meetings I have to have a recording of, or I know I'm never going to read the notes, right? Or if someone else in my organization needs to read notes, that's when it's probably more valuable. Because personally, I know I'm not going to go through it again. It's just not the way my brain works. I don't enjoy that. The other one I like that works with my brain is called Loom.com, Loom.com. And it allows you to create little screen capture videos about what you're working on your computer. I've used this for training, for selling, for explaining. Instead of me writing this giant book of an email, I'll just record a 2-minute video speaking over my screen. I use it on presentations, on website pages. It just saves so much hassle. And they've even got AI in it now that writes notes based on what you've recorded. pretty funky, right? So that really works with how I work, and I've spent years building that into my process, and I love it. The other one I really like is WhatsApp. Now, you're probably thinking, we all know what WhatsApp is, but what I do is, in my organization, and I'm very lucky that I have a personal assistant, I use WhatsApp to send her voice notes to take actions. The voice notes on WhatsApp are fantastic for communication. I use it with clients as well. If I don't want to, I sometimes get frustrated on long phone calls that don't go anywhere. So WhatsApp allows me to send a 60-second message, voice message, without having to write. And I really enjoy that. It just speeds up my day. What else is on my list? So ChatGPT, I've already spoken about. I won't go into deep into that, but it's worked really well for us. I really enjoy it. And probably the last one I'll mention on this podcast is my calendar, my Google Calendar. Now, I know a lot of people struggle with digital calendars sometimes if they haven't used them. I talk to a lot of dyslexics getting diagnosed quite late in life, and many of them have just, you know, some of them oddly have just written stuff down in a scribbled diary for years and years and years, but don't really have a digital calendar. Now, the one thing I've learned and I love is I use Google Calendar. I color code different types of meetings, so it's really visual. If I'm working on something with no disturbance, it's red. If it's an external meeting, it's dark green. If it's to do with the truth about dyslexia, it's blue. I have all of these different color codes that you can assign in Google Calendar. So when I'm planning my week on a Sunday, probably Monday morning, if I forget on a Sunday as well, let's be honest, then what actually happens is I can visually see everything as I'm laying it out, instead of it all being the exact same color and my eye having to be drawn to the text. I also use emojis at the start where possible for anything in there. So if I'm going to the gym, there's a gym emoji. If it's lunch, there's a plate and stuff. And so what it does is it actually makes my visual, like I enjoy looking at my diary. It's so clear and visual. And if I can see a whole day that's red and I'm working on something, I make sure I break it up with a meeting or similar. So that's been really, really helpful for me to keep that working well. So that's what I wanted to share, guys. I hope that's added some value. I'm going to put these notes in the show notes. Have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back in a couple of days.